Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Overnight in Los Angeles. Second straight day of clashes between federal immigration enforcement officers and protesters. These clashes prompting President Trump to deploy up to 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles. ABC's Trevor Ault is there with more.
Governor Gavin Newsom slamming Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard, warning the move is, quote, purposefully inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. But the White House says it will address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth posting online, if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert.
At midnight, the president's travel ban goes into effect that restricts access to the U.S. for people from 12 countries. It partially restricts access from 7 different countries. This is ABC News. The U.S. is condemning what's being called the attempted assassination of a potential presidential candidate in South Carolina.
Chaos in Colombia. Reaction as Senator Miguel Uribe, a possible candidate in the country's presidential election next year, was shot and wounded Saturday at a campaign rally in Bogota. The mayor says the suspected shooter has been captured. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying he condemns the attempted assassination in the strongest possible terms, adding that this is a threat to democracy and saying President Petro needs to dial back the inflammatory rhetoric and protect Colombian officials. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Regulators in the UK are warning weight loss and diabetes medication may weaken the effectiveness of birth control medication. ABC medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says,
talk to your doctor about potentially another option and using barrier contraception as well. And an important reminder for everyone out there, if you're taking these meds, to talk to doctors about potential interactions with other drugs as well.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Ends Monday, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea was your best friend, it would be the kind of friend that starts an impromptu dance party in the supermarket aisle that turns into an all-day pool party rager at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea turns any day into a legendary adventure. It's smooth and refreshing real iced tea with just the right kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop Super Premium Ice Cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. We'll see some areas of smoke today. Some showers and storms becoming likely. High temperatures warming to the middle 70s. For tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the lower 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way an hour goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little dimple on the side of your spine. At a movie that you've seen about 1,000 times. You know, girl, that I can lie.
I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way. When you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
You never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful. You're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. God made you the way, the way, the way, the way, the way God made you.
it just the way. I'm Andrew Jay, and I've got just the perfect music for you on your Sunday morning. Let's get it rolling with Clay Walker. Live until I die.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above. About tomorrow, I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, I just wanna live until I die.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
We'll be right back. this laid on back. Kick your shoes off. Put your head down, head down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
Dylan Scott and Boys Back Home. Stick around. I'm Andrew J. Dirks Bentley's coming your way next.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Milk has been around for thousands of years. In the Bible, the Promised Land was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, recommended milk for its medicinal virtues. And throughout our own history, as the land was explored and settled, a big priority was the acquisition of milk cows.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart. All by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl.
And support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Thank you. It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to those that are listening via WRDN. We are in the worship service here at First Baptist of Duran. We meet at the Riverview Community Center. And James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, I'll read these verses. If you have a Bible, please follow along. Beginning with verse 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Father, we thank you that the subject of wisdom is exceedingly important to you and to those that know you. And Father, we think about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so as we connect with you through your Son, Jesus Christ, a whole new world opens. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand who you are, who we are, and what our purpose in life is. Father, bless this time as we examine these verses, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we're looking at our study sheet right here under the introduction, it says that both scriptures and the ancient philosophers placed a premium on wisdom. And the first century philosopher, Cicero, wrote this. He said that wisdom is the best gift of the gods. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, Solomon wrote, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. The words wisdom and wise appear about 300 times in the Old Testament, 100 times alone in the book of Proverbs. And the Jews understood wisdom as not simply acquiring facts, but knowing how to apply those facts or principles to daily life. And James recognized that there are really only two kinds of wisdom available to man. And in his remarks here in verses 13 through 18, he tells us that these two kinds of wisdoms are actually completely different. And so we're going to look at that here. First of all, they're different in where they come from. Two types of wisdom in the world, but they're different in where they come from. First of all, true wisdom comes from God. True wisdom comes from God. Verse 17, as we look at the opening statement there, but the wisdom that is from above is, well, it's pure, but it says it's from above. Remember when we started our study in James chapter 1, verse 3, James exhorted his readers. He says, but if any of you what lack wisdom, let him ask of what? God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. So true wisdom comes from God. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, I want to just take a pause right here, because there's what is called spiritual knowledge, and there's what is called empirical knowledge. Empirical knowledge is in the natural realm, and it is capable of being verified or disproved by observation or experience. Louis Pasteur, Michael Faraday, Jonas Salk, Marie Curie, Thomas Edison are names of people who have made our lives much easier because of scientific discoveries they have made using empirical knowledge. That knowledge comes from God, whether they're saved or whether they're lost. It is just another evidence of God's grace to mankind. Empirical knowledge comes to the one even who does not know God, just as I had mentioned here. Spiritual knowledge, however, knowledge of the Most High, comes only to those who have a relationship with Him. And James 1:17 says, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." And then again back in verse 18. Verse 17 here, "But the wisdom that is from above," this empirical knowledge, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Where's that come from? That's a gift from God to all men, whether saved or whether lost, okay? Now, let me give you an Old Testament verse. You can jot this down in the margin of your Bible or on your notes here. Proverbs 25, verse 2. Proverbs 25, verse 2 deals with this empirical wisdom. "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter." You've read that verse before. "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." That's it. I want to digress on that just a minute. Solomon, the wisest man on the face of the earth, said this: "Kings, because of their wealth and because of their time," and they had a lot of it, "and because of their authority, have been given the privilege to investigate and study this world more so than many other people. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." So God, who is omniscient, unlocks the mysteries of this planet to serious students of His natural laws. That, too, is a wisdom that comes from God. Whether man acknowledges it or not, it's a gift from God. And many look and say, "Well, it's just because we've evolved to this point in our existence." No, it's a gift from God. True wisdom comes from God. Second of all, false wisdom comes from below. Second of all, false wisdom comes from below. Verse 15 says, "This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish." Now, there's an intended downgrade in the progression of these three adjectives: earthly, sensual, and devilish. First of all, this is the false wisdom. It's not from heaven. It's fleshy. The natural man pays more attention to what his five senses tell him than what God has revealed to us in His Word and than what the Holy Spirit is trying to communicate to man about God. It's earthly. Its standards are earthly standards. It measures success in worldly terms. The false wisdom, it descendeth not from above, but is earthly. Second of all, it says here it is sensual. It's not the fruit of the Spirit, but it's from man's natural nature, all right? Again, coming back to just what man can see, hear, feel, touch, and smell. And then it says here it's devilish, and that means it's demonic. There is wisdom out there today that is just plain demonic. It says so right here, devilish, all right? It stoops to action and to words that resemble the behavior of demons rather than men. Read the newspapers, listen to the news, wonder how some atrocities could be performed. Part of that is right here, devilish. Now, here are man's three enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. And they manifest themselves in this false wisdom that is set forth, which is earthly, sensual, and devilish. So there is a false wisdom that comes from below, and James recognized that, and he tells the believers about that. All right. Second of all, these two types of wisdom that are available to man are completely different in how they operate, according to verse 13, verse 14, and verse 17 right here. True wisdom is helpful. See verse 13 here. Who is a wise man? We could actually say, who is a spiritually wise man and endued with knowledge among you? True knowledge. Let him show out of a good conversation. And that word conversation not only has to do with his speech, but it has to do with his overall behavior. It has to do with his conduct. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. Now, this bumps us up to the first or the last 12 verses that we have been studying. And it dealt with what? The subject of the tongue, right? Mm-hmm. And so this connects that subject of the tongue with the wisdom that individual exhibits. And a wise man may show his teaching through him. A wise man may show his wisdom through his teaching. But James says, more importantly, all believers are to show their wisdom through their daily life. And so he says this is how we model this wisdom. This is how it comes forth from our life. It says that he will show out of his good behavior, his good conduct, his works with meekness of wisdom. Now, there's not a show off, there's not an ostentatious demeanor that this person has, but there's a meekness, and that word meekness we know means power under control. There's a humility that he has as he goes through his day, and as he shows others in his deeds as well as his words what it means to walk with God, have a proper understanding of who God is, and accepting life on God's terms for him or for her with meekness of wisdom. So how do they operate? True wisdom is, first of all, helpful here. Now, verse 14 also tells us, true wisdom is helpful to men, and so let's skip over here right now to verse 17. Yes, I've got it there in my outline. There are eight characteristics or eight features of true wisdom that James outlines for us right here in verse 17. He says, and this is why it's helpful. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. And the word pure is hagnos. It means free from contamination. And out of these eight characteristics of wisdom, it's interesting that the first trait that that James identifies is purity. And it's very significant because it implies if a person is not pure, his motives are not going to be pure, and his wisdom is not going to be pure, and he will not have any of these other characteristics that are listed here in verse 17. William Barclay, again, that Scottish theologian that I quote from time to time, said that archaeologists have uncovered a temple site of Aesculapius, who was the god of healing in the first century. And outside the temple of Aesculapius, there was this sign that said this: he who would enter the divine temple must be pure. Hagnos. Isn't it interesting that even the unredeemed understood that in order to have worship with God, you have to be right on the inside. So here's this pagan temple. But the sign warning any would-be worshippers that if they are going to come in and worship this God of healing, they first have to be pure. Now, their methods for obtaining purity are completely different than what the Bible sets forth, but they understand that principle. And the wisdom that is from above is first pure, all right? Second of all, it says it is peaceable. And there's a natural connection now, isn't there, between purity and being peaceable. If your life has been made pure by the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that you believe that was shed for you when he died on that cross, you have peace in your heart. Amen? And that peace is going to spill over in your relationships with other people. The seventh beatitude says this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And so those that exercise wisdom are interested in maintaining peace, but doing so without sacrificing purity. Do you remember the illustration that Martin Luther used to give about two mountain goats? On the steep side of a cliff. And they had just a very, very narrow path that they were following. One mountain goat came from one direction and the other mountain goat came from the other. And they had a little talk because they understood that they both could not be on that same path simultaneously. So one laid down and the other goat walked over him, and they both got up and they both continued on their journey. I think that's an excellent illustration, and so did the great reformer Martin Luther, of what it means to live peaceably, not insisting on your rights, but yielding and living a life that is in accord with God's word. And then another characteristic right here of wisdom that is from above, it is helpful. The Bible says here it is gentle. It's not overbearing. It's not rough. It's not crude. It's not rude. It is amenable. Aristotle said it was forbearing. He said it is justice just beyond the written law. And one commentator said this, "This man knows when it is wrong to apply the strict letter of the law. He knows how to forgive when he has the right to condemn." Didn't Jesus exercise that kind of wisdom in John chapter 8 when they brought this woman who was caught in the act of adultery? And he knew what the letter of the law was. He knew what the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to do. They wanted to trip Jesus up and trap him and what he would say to her. But he was gentle. And he says, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" And she said, "There's none," because they all left. And he says, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way and sin no more." That's an excellent illustration of our Savior being a gentle, gentle God. And then it says here that this wisdom that is from a God, from God, is easy to be entreated. "Oh, don't talk to me. My mind is made up. I know what the answer is. I know what we need to do." No. It's easy to be entreated. Willing to listen. Reasonable. He's not so caught up in himself. He's not so conceited that he believes that he has the answer to every question. And it doesn't imply that he's a weakling. It doesn't imply that he's a compromiser. But when difficulty arises, he's willing to pray and he's willing to examine matters, not just from his own standpoint. And then he decides on a course of action that he believes God would have him to take. Easy to be entreated, the Bible tells us. And then it says here that he is full of mercy. And that word mercy is eleos. E-L-E-O-S, as if you would put it into our English language. And here's how the Greeks defined mercy. They said mercy is pity for the man who is suffering unjustly. Now here's how the Bible puts the definition to mercy. It is pity even for the man when trouble is brought upon himself because of his own fault. And all God's people said, yes. Amen. The Bible says here, this true wisdom, which is helpful, is full of mercy. And then it is full of good fruits, the Bible tells us. Now, as we go on, it says it is without hypocrisy right there in verse 17. Hypocrisy is acting. It's pretending to be someone you are not. And the story is told in Aesop's Fables about a war between the birds and the beasts. And there was a bat that was watching the whole struggle. And when the birds were winning, the bat says, yeah, I'm for the birds. I'm from the birds. And when the beasts were winning, the bat flew over and says, yeah, I'm for the beasts. I'm for the beasts. And it didn't take either opponent to figure out that this bat really was not very sincere. So according to Aesop's Fables, he was banished to live in a cave the rest of his life. Hypocrisy is soon spotted by other people, and it ought not to be part of who we are in Christ Jesus. Now, I kind of lost you in my outline because I kind of got lost the verse here too, so I apologize for that, but let's back up here. These two kinds of wisdom that are available to man, number one, they're completely different. Where they come from? True wisdom comes from God, and then number two, false wisdom comes from below. Roman numeral number two, they are completely different in how they operate. True wisdom is helpful, and then let's go down here to number two, false wisdom is harmful. False wisdom is harmful. And so we look at verse 14, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Envy and strife is the result of not God's wisdom operating, but it is the result of that false wisdom that is earthly, that is sensual and devilish, that is operating. And the word bitter means piercing. It means it's really, really harmful. And what comes is envy and jealousy as you operate on the basis of false wisdom. Because after all, life is all about you, right? Mm. It's not about God. Mm. Life is all about what I want, not what is better for other people. Mm. Envy is a terrible thing to have. In Genesis chapter 4, Cain envied Abel and killed him. In Genesis chapter 37, Joseph was envied by his brothers and cast into a pit and sold as a slave to Midianite traders. In 2 Samuel chapter 15, Absalom envied his father David and led a revolt against the sweet psalmist of Israel. In Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira envied the attention Barnabas got when he gave a donation to the first church there in Jerusalem. It resulted in their death. And shortly after Genesis chapter 1, Satan envied God, and it turned out his ultimate destination is the lake of fire. We don't want to mimic the envy that Satan models, but we want to envy the true wisdom that God gives us as we follow him. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. Means don't boast about this. Oh, you might have the answer, but don't boast about it. No. And lie not against the truth. And to lie against the truth means to live a life that is contrary to the gospel. And when we employ the world's false wisdom, we are lying against the truth. We're not living according to God's word. We're living a lie. We say we know God, but we are operating completely different than what God tells us to do. So false wisdom is harmful. And then number three right here, the true wisdom and the false wisdom that is out there. Where they come from, they're different. How they operate, they're different. But number three, they are different in where they lead. In where they lead. Verse 18, it says, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Okay, the fruit of righteousness, the ideas of those that know the Lord, the plans of those that know the Lord, and the suggestions of those that know the Lord, they're set out in a gentle way and in a peaceful way. It's not like you say, well, take it or leave it. Or it's not like you threaten people if you don't follow my way, it's the highway. No. These ideas that come from the true wisdom that God gives us come from, they are sown, they are set out in an atmosphere of peace by those that make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth. All right. So, true wisdom produces blessings. False wisdom produces trouble. False wisdom produces trouble. And the word, as we look at verse 16 right here, for where envy, now notice here, envy, it comes up again, doesn't it? Envy is not one of those little sins that you sweep underneath the carpet. Envy is a big, big, big sin. And one of the ways you and I fall into envy is by comparing ourselves to other people. Don't do it. The Apostle Paul says you're not wise if you do that. And it leads to terrible, terrible consequences. For we're envying and strife. Be the person God has made you to be. Don't try to pretend to be someone else. Just enjoy the gifts and the life that God has given you and go with that and give him praise and thanks. And give praise and thanks for the successes of other people and the way God has blessed others. Because if you're honest with yourself, if you have eternal life, you got everything. I mean, you have got it. Where do they lead? True wisdom produces blessings in verse 18. False wisdom produces trouble in verse 16 here. For envying and strife is there is confusion and every evil work. And the basic meaning of that word confusion is instability. Instability. It's akatastasia. There, you can say that on the way home. Akatastasia. Say it three times. Akatastasia. Okay. It means instability. And instability leads to disorder. It leads to chaos. It leads to disturbance. It leads, yes, to confusion, perplexing. How did I get into this? Using the world's wisdom. And every evil work. Now, one last point here about this, and we're just about out of time. The word for work here is pragma. We get our English word pragmatic from it. And you know, it's the practical thing to do. It's not right to tithe and give a tenth of your hard-earned income to that church or to, you say, God. That's not practical. You have other responsibilities. Yeah, there's a lot of things in this Bible that are not practical to those that do not know the Lord. But to those who have met Jesus Christ and have their lives changed by Jesus Christ, those things that the world says are not practical make the most sense out of everything else. Okay, we're going to finish here. These verses right here in conclusion, these verses provide a grid to help us identify what kind of wisdom we are using when we speak. A grid is helps us to evaluate. Well, I was going so good in that discussion, but then you know what? The old nature rose up and I began to employ false wisdom, the wisdom of the world. But if we can monitor our conversation and our motives with the wisdom that is from above, as it is described out here, we can check ourselves and we can say, hey, I just stepped over the boundary.